The most important state in American politics is suddenly Kansas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a chance that after November, the U.S. Senate could be close to a tie between Democrats and Republicans, in which case the decision as to which party is in control could end up in the hands of this Kansas millionaire.
I've tried both parties, and like lots of Kansans, I've been disappointed. That's why I'm running for the United States Senate as an independent.
He's Greg Orman, a businessman who's never run for office before, trying to unseat incumbent Republican Pat Roberts, who claims he's faking it.
He's not independent. He is
Time
a liberal.
Senator.
But Orman says he's hardly a liberal. He says he voted for Obama in 2008, but he voted for Romney in 2012. And here's the cliffhanger. If the next Senate ends up with 50 members from one party, 49 from the other party, and independent Greg Orman, he alone could decide who the majority leader will be, Democrat Harry Reid, Republican Mitch McConnell, or possibly neither.
I agree that Harry Reid is stopping progress on a lot of things.
The polls show Greg Orman at least 5 points ahead of incumbent Pat Roberts. But as much as Americans claim they hate party politics, Roberts is betting voters will want to know before they vote what color bandana Orman plans to wear to the fight.
Are you going to be a Republican one day and a Democrat the next, and a Democrat one day and a Republican? Where are you going to be?
That's the dilemma of running for office, isn't it? To win, you have to make enemies. To accomplish anything, you have to embrace them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.